Philip Semper-Pierre, these urgent cures, it is, it is. 09/09/2024, dictation is 4. Miss Maria Aramillo. Aramillo spells J-A-R-A-M-I-L-L-O. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 03/08/1984. This is a 40-year-old female here. It's pelvic pain, period. Patient said this is, next paragraph, patient said this has been going on for a while and said whenever she sneezes or coughs, she feels like confirmed, like something moves down to in her vaginal canal, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports lower abdominal pain, comma, she reports nausea and vomiting for 7 days. Next line, she reports hair loss. Next line, she reports occasional urinary incontinence, and she will frequently wet her underwear. She said her abdomen feels kind of enlarged, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert oriented. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 141/93. Pulse 78. Respiration 18. Temperature 99, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel songs, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect the normal period. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Assessment number one is uterine prolapse. Number two, differential diagnosis is cystocele, rectocele, and enterocele. Patient was given a referral to OBGYN for 4D evaluation. As a ultrasound was done of her pelvic region today, ultrasound does reveal a mass-like structure within her pelvic, within her uterus. And she will be referred to the OBGYN for further discussion and treatment options. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of dictation.